In a world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs, you need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. Talking sunscreen and skin cancer, and this is one of those topics that makes me mad because the more we follow the doctor's advice, the worse the problem gets. Over the past 35 years, we've been told that put sunscreen on to prevent skin cancer, and yet over those 35 years, the deadliest form of skin cancer, melanoma, has tripled. Following the doctor's advice makes the problem worse. So what's really the problem? Why for the past thousands of years did we not get skin cancer at the rates that we're getting today? I'm not even going to argue that we didn't have any skin cancer in the past couple thousand years. I'm just going to argue that there's nowhere near the number of rates of skin cancer back then as there is today. Why didn't they have skin cancer? Well, this body has this interesting thing called melanin. It's a pigment in the skin. And this is your body's own protection against sunburns. And when you get sun exposure, this melanin production in the skin protects your body against UV radiation and DNA damage. Well, isn't that cool? We got sunscreen built in. Well, the thing is, when you put sunscreen on, it blocks this melanin production. So you put the artificial sunscreen on, it blocks your own protection against sunscreen. Guess what else it does? It blocks your vitamin D production. So the UVB, this is the ray that can cause sunburns. This ray also changes cholesterol in your skin into vitamin D. And vitamin D is incredibly important in fighting skin cancer, as well as overall supporting the immune system in all aspects. But in this case, particularly, it's particularly important in fighting skin cancer. There was a study specifically done on this. It was called Vitamin D and the Non-Genomic Vitamin D Analog Inhibit Ultraviolet Radiation-Induced Skin Carcinogenesis. And basically what they found was there was significantly reduction in apoptotic sunburn cells and immunosuppression. And says, furthermore, these compounds, talking about vitamin D, inhibited skin tumor development. Vitamin D inhibited skin tumor development, both papillomas and squamous cell carcinomas in mice. So you put the sunscreen on, you don't produce the vitamin D, so you don't get the anti-skin cancer benefits of vitamin D. So basically what we have here is sunscreen causing cancer because it's blocking your body's ability to fight cancer. Other way that sunscreen can cause cancer is it's not, from what I can find, the active ingredients in sunscreen don't cause cancer, but they include fragrances and other chemicals in there that can be carcinogenic. Typically, the chemicals used for fighting sunburn, the sun-blocking aspects, are oxybenzone, avobenzone, octisalate, octocyrrolene, homosalate, octocinonate. And typically the rule of thumb is if you can't eat it, don't put it on your skin because it absorbs into your skin. And one of the things I found when doing a little research on this was numerous of these chemicals were found in women's breast milk from putting these sunscreens on. So that can't be good. One of the chemicals, particularly oxybenzone, was found to cause damage and deformation of coral. That's the thing in the ocean, coral reefs. And it acts as an endocrine disruptor by damaging the DNA of the coral larva. So this is really interesting. You put this stuff on your skin, and apparently enough people getting in the ocean is enough to put enough chemical into the ocean that legislators in Hawaii just recently passed a bill to ban the sale of oxybenzone-containing sunscreen due to its effects on marine life. So, I mean, talk about dilution factor. I mean, if you want to dilute something, put it in the ocean. Here, I mean, apparently it must be so bad that it's affecting coral reefs just by putting it on your skin. That's amazing. So we've been told that putting sunscreen on reduces skin cancer, but there really hasn't been research showing that it actually does reduce skin's cancer. There's a lot of evidence that there's a lot of evidence both ways. That makes it inconclusive. Numerous studies saying that there's really no evidence that it does anything to reduce it. There was a couple interesting studies, though, that they found where melanoma rates were higher among people who lived in northern American cities with less year-round UV intensity than among residents in sunnier cities. So you would think it'd be opposite. More sun, more melanoma. Opposite's the case. They also speculated in this study that the higher vitamin D levels for people in sunnier cities played a role in reducing the skin cancer. And another study, 2009, showed that outdoor workers reported lower rates of melanoma than indoor workers. Now, isn't that interesting? More sun exposure, less melanoma, less sun exposure, more melanoma. And you can actually get melanoma in any part of your body. You can get it in your liver, the bottom of your feet. When was the last time you sunbathed your liver? I mean, maybe they'll start recommending you drink sunscreen to prevent melanoma in internal parts of your body. Who knows with the crazy stuff that they recommend. There was an article featured in the Independent in the UK in 2014 in June, said a major study conducted by researchers at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden found that women who avoided sunbathing during the summer are twice as likely to die as those who sunbathe every day. The epidemiological study followed 30,000 women for 20 years and showed that mortality was about double in the women who avoided sun exposure compared to the highest exposure group. So that's interesting. The one thing you do want to pay attention to is you don't want to get sunburned. That's what increases the risks of skin cancer is burning. It's not the sun exposure, it's the burning. And there's also, like, some people may think that if they go in a tanning bed and get a tan, then they can avoid burning when they go out in the sun. But actually, the risk of melanoma goes up when you use a tanning bed at any age by up to 75% increase. This was done by the International Agency for Research on Cancer that figured that out. So tanning beds, not a solution. So what can you actually do to support your body's ability to not burn when you're out in the sun? Main thing is let's work on the inside. We can do this with essential fatty acids. Essential fatty acids support skin health, and a deficiency of essential fatty acids causes numerous skin conditions. So we can support the health of the skin with essential fatty acids. Also, upping our antioxidants. Sunburns are free radical damage to the skin, so antioxidants are a natural fighter against free radical damage. So the more antioxidants you take, it's kind of like internal sunscreen. There is one type of sunscreen, it's the only one that I know of, that has very little harmful effects, and this is non-nano zinc oxide. Basically, it's a zinc cream that you can put on your skin like a sunscreen, and there's very little absorption with the non-nano zinc oxide. Because the larger particles don't absorb into your body, as well as the nano-sized particle. There's that, and then there is that zinc is an essential nutrient. So even if you do absorb some zinc, not going to hurt you. Some people in the longevity group say that swear by the Muscadine Relief Spray, one of Youngevity's products. This is one of the ingredients comes from a grape seed extract, hence the name Muscadine. And this spray helps to tone, infirm, lighten pores. It's a potent anti-inflammatory, soothes irritating inflamed skin. The cooling spray reduces heat, redness, pain, swelling, and loss of function. You can use it on wounds, abrasions, cuts, burns, and sunburns. So this will be helpful before or after a sunburn. And they say it's great after shaving, too. So this spray has a lot of antioxidants in it also. So it's kind of like putting some external antioxidants onto your skin. If you do happen to burn, the recommended product would be the Trinity Lotion. This Youngevity product contains aloe vera and a bunch of other things in it. It's designed to keep skin healthy, reduce fine lines and wrinkles, as well as is a great first aid for burns, insect bites, bee stings, and minor cuts. What can we look for if we suspect that we might have skin cancer? Typically, if you have a spot on your skin and there's a change in the elevation of this spot, a change in the size, a change in the color, there's a crusting or bleeding or itching or anything else, this could be a sign that you might have skin cancer. And if you think that you might have a skin cancer, go and have it checked out. You need to know what you're dealing with if you have a skin cancer. Now, what's some ways that you could help support your body if you do happen to have a skin cancer and you didn't want to go with a conventional medical route? The essential oils of myrrh and frankincense, you know, the two of the three gifts given to the baby Jesus. Yes, these two things are known to be helpful in supporting the body against skin cancer. There's also a interesting thing. It's an extract from eggplant, and it's a cream, and from what I can tell, you can't actually get that in the U.S. But on Dr. Mercola's website, one of his readers mentioned that she couldn't find an eggplant extract, so she made her own at home. This is what she wrote. I couldn't find the eggplant extract, but found a home recipe that is just eggplant and apple cider vinegar. Got organic of both and made my own. I soaked a gauze pad in the extract and would band-aid it on my nose for a couple of hours a day. It would scab over, but only the one spot, nowhere else. And that part would fall off, and then it would scab again. Now it's gone. I've kept up on the treatment for another 10 days, and after the last spot fell off, and nothing is there now. Really quite amazing. End quote. So we have a personal testimony of somebody who made their own eggplant extract, combined it with apple cider vinegar, and applied that to her own skin. The nice thing about the natural remedies that you find, even if you mess it up, you can't really do much damage to yourself. Unlike drugs, where if you get a decimal point wrong in the prescription, you could kill yourself. Another thing that I've seen people talk about is mixing a coconut oil and baking soda. I think the coconut oil makes the baking soda into a paste because baking soda by itself wouldn't really stick well to the skin. But when you combine the coconut oil and the baking soda, it sticks. You may have heard things like the baking soda cure. You can use baking soda for all kinds of stuff. Some people take baking soda internally. In this case, the person applied it topically to the skin a couple times a day. And same thing as with the previous testimony. It made a scab and then it fell off, is what they said. And the caution with doing these things is you're st- still, you're treating the symptom. The skin cancer is the symptom. It's not the cause. The underlying cause could be the vitamin D deficiency, which I talked about before, which 75% of Americans are vitamin D deficient. And one of the studies I found talked about how much vitamin D you can get from the sun. And they were saying for Caucasian adults, only in the summertime can you get enough vitamin D to get the equivalent of 600 international units of vitamin D3. And the study actually even said that's assuming that you don't wear long sleeve clothing and you don't wear sunscreen. And one of the reasons this is by the time you get to September to March, the angle of the sun is reflecting or deflecting the UVB rays at such an amount that you're not really getting anything that counts towards vitamin D production. So even if you go out in the sun in the winter, it's not really helping you any. Not that you would anyway, but so then you want to look into vitamin D3 supplements. Longevity's got a capsule and Longevity's got a spray. You spray it in your mouth. You can also get some vitamin D from eggs and from dairy. You can get some vitamin D out of those things. So you can get it in your food as well. Another topical thing that you can try for skin cancer is vitamin C. Now, if you went back and listened to the hour of things I mentioned in the cancer episode, vitamin C was one of the things that I mentioned. And you can try any of those things that I mentioned in the cancer episode because they're all probably going to be helpful. But topically, the vitamin C, and you don't want to use the normal vitamin C of ascorbic acid. You want to use a mineralized vitamin C like sodium ascorbate. So they recommended one part vitamin C, eight parts water, and applying that topically. And then they also mentioned DMSO. Now, DMSO is interesting because you can use DMSO as a carrier to help things penetrate into the skin better, and people find this helpful for joint pain and other aches and pains. Use DMSO. Well, if you add DMSO with these other ingredients, it might help penetrate into the skin, deeper into the skin, a little bit better. So the takeaway message is: I don't buy that sun exposure causes cancer, and the studies don't really show that using sunscreen prevents skin cancer, but it does show that it blocks vitamin D, which is a powerful friend when fighting cancer. So this has been Brian Showalter signing out, and we'll see you next time.
To see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes, and you can see all of the Longevity products by clicking on the store tab.
The Freedom from Pharmacy podcast is owned by Easy Way LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.10I.